VoiceTube Studio presents your favorite daily pronunciation challenge show. Join us now and improve your English listening and speaking skills. My name is Ken, and you're listening to the Pronunciation Challenge, bringing you something new just for you and only on VoiceTube. Ladies and gentlemen, thanks for joining us. This is your host, Ken Miao, and you're listening to VoiceTube's weekly CNN10 Pronunciation Challenge Show, bringing you what's new. And now it's time for our news briefing. Dear listeners, as usual, let's begin our news briefing today with COVID-19 updates. More than 1.6 million deaths worldwide have been linked to coronavirus, but it is estimated that tens of millions have caught the disease but had no symptoms. Lockdowns, mask requirements, and efforts to keep people farther apart have aimed to slow the spread of the disease, but it does continue to spread even in areas with strict guidelines implemented. Indoor dining at New York City's restaurants was just shut down again, but these places have been allowed to stay open in other parts of the state. Restaurants, gyms, museums, and movie theaters are all closed in California, but these businesses are all open in Texas, though people are required to wear masks. In France, COVID lockdowns restrictions are being relaxed just a bit. Traveling around the country is no longer limited, and people no longer need to fill out a declaration explaining why they're out during the day. However, a tighter curfew is now in place. After 8 o'clock at night and before 6 o'clock in the morning, theaters, museums, restaurants, bars will all remain closed until at least January 20th. And most stunningly, in London, a new variant of coronavirus was discovered and a significant spike in coronavirus cases was recorded. That's why, starting last week, London will become the city with highest level coronavirus restrictions in England. Folks, how many of you listening right now have solar panels in your homes? Companies around the world are working with a mineral called perovskite to make solar panels more effective. Solar power is a renewable energy in places with plenty of sunlight, and it can reduce the cost of electricity. However, the process of making traditional silicon solar panels creates both air pollution and waste. Disposing used solar panels can put more toxic waste into the environment. And while they're being used, the panels themselves take up a lot of space, but with the help of perovskite, the solar panels become more efficient. It takes about 7 tons of silicon to make 1 million watts of solar cells, but it only takes 35 kilograms of perovskite to do that. Scientists believe that in time, they can eventually convert 40% of sunlight into electricity. Perovskite is also lightweight, transparent, and very flexible. Researchers have come up with some interesting ideas of how to utilize this mineral, including wrapping it around an entire building. Sounds cool, right? Another good news is that perovskite solar cells can be produced using an inkjet printer, which allows unlimited applications in everyday life. Folks, for today's CNN 10, check out the video to see a cute little robot that looks like a lemon peel. It can fold, walk, even carry things underwater. It moves by the power of light and magnetic fields. Researchers are hoping to use it one day in medical practices. And now, here's our sentence of the day. Disposing used solar panels can put more toxic waste into the environment. Once again, disposing used solar panels can put more toxic waste into the environment. All right, now let's take a look at the vocab we've got here. Number one, dispose. Dispose, which means to get rid of something or have something taken care of. So remember, when you use the word dispose, you have to add of behind it. So it's dispose of. dispose of something, okay? For example, I want to dispose of these old books. I want to dispose of these old books. Number two, solar, which means from the sun or using the energy from the sun to produce electric power. For example, there are 8 planets in our solar system. There are 8 planets in our solar system. It used to be 9, but now it's 8, according to scientists. Number 3. Toxic, which means when something is poisonous. For example, the factory was fined for disposing toxic waste into the river. The factory was fined for disposing toxic waste into the river. Alright, dear listeners, to enhance our English proficiency on vocabulary and sentence structuring, allow me to buy you a cup of vocab smoothie. Our ingredients of the day: dispose, toxic, solar. Here we go. Spaceships and satellites have disposed of tons of toxic waste into our solar system, which are still floating in space. Alright folks, that's all the time we have for today. What's your New Year resolution? Share with us in the comment section down below. Farewell 2020, hello 2021. Thank you all so much for your support, and we'll see you guys again next year.